Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guys' host, Dakota Morgan, coming to you from Phoenix, Arizona. Today is actually a solo show. Today is a tribute to, moving the mic there, very professional as always. Today is a tribute, Pedro the Kitty is going and whining already here. I don't know if you guys heard that or not. Pepe, the Pay has been around for many of this too. I have a drink with me here today, the Comic Chronicle Podcast Brew, which by the way, I'm going to be posting about here soon. We make it emotional. I have my honey whiskey mixed with some Coke Zero. Usually it's cherry, either Coke, cherry Coke Zero or cherry Pepsi Zero. Mixed with some honey whiskey, don't matter the brand. Elegant drink. It's in a Rainforest Cafe alligator mug right now. Or a crocodile mug. It would probably be because where they're located at. But besides that point, today is a solo show for you guys because this is a tribute to you, the listeners. You've put up with my bullshit, and people have been tuning in, you know, for 7 years. I was thinking about the anniversary. We started early in the year, I do remember, and I took a look at it, and I looked, and I was like, motherfucker, it has been 7 years. I had to have a couple of sips of my drink before I started this, because 7 years. You know, this podcast that have been going on that are in episodes like thousands or 900 and stuff like that, I get it. You know, you guys, though, we're only episode, this was probably going to be episode, I think, issue number 240 for our episode, but we've got a lot of bonus episodes and stuff like that, too, but a lot of supplemental content. I wanted to do this solo episode. I thought about bringing Gavin on, but Gavin's been around for a year or so on the channel, but I really wanted to do one-on-one with you guys, you know, the ASMR version, I guess, just talking. Hold on, taking a swig. But, it's really fucking drinking out of a tiki mug, goddamn. It's really like you guys, the fans, have been around for so much. You guys have listened to the interviews. From J.M. DeMatteis to Stephen O'Yun from Marvel, who played Mr. Negative, to Dave Mitchell, who played, you know, the Shocker, to writers, the creator of Star-Lord has been on this fucking show, for God's sake. Like, we have interviewed so many people from all over comics. You know, through the good, through the bad, through the controversial and shit like that, too. We've been in controversial shit. The podcast has gone up, it's gone down. We've taken breaks on the show, too, because of life with me moving, breakups, marriage, in a way, engagement, really, going on recently, you know, and all of it, you know, we've had on guests and we've had on reviews as well, too. We've had on, you know, our opinion pieces, the news. We've had it all on, but we've mostly done interviews for the past 7 years. We've done it. You know, I've done boosts for the podcast as well. And I just want to say thank you. Like, this is the long-winded version of thank you. This huge thank you to you guys. I'm not going to edit this as much. This is raw, uncondom-filled talk with you guys of, hey, We're raw dogging this shit. And I just want to say thank you again. I'm going to cry. 7 fucking years. We have a Redbubble store right now, by the way, too. I'll put a description in the description box down below. I'll put it for the Redbubble store. We've had that. We sold some stuff before, too. You know, we've had the lows on this podcast where there was months for a time we didn't do anything. But you guys still came back. And when I started posting episodes, you know, there was a few of you. And they started to grow. But I want to say, like, it's kind of like a family here. You know, you guys promote it. Even if people don't listen, they still promote the show, which I love. You know, I look at reviews from even 6 years ago, and I'm like, holy shit. You know, we've had on Dan Donahue, you forgot. We've had on so many people. People from Doom Patrol. We've had on it all, and it's crazy to me. This is crazy. Like I said, this is going to be a very raw, uncut talk with you guys. I don't know what to say other than thank you. Like, it has been an amazing journey, and there's so much ahead for this podcast. The Comic Chronicle podcast, you know, we had a big heyday moment when we were attached with Nerdballs, when that network was a thing, and we were promoted everywhere. We were doing partnerships with a bunch of shit. Like, those were pretty good days, you know? Those were a pretty awesome ones. What I do appreciate, though, is, like, you guys still stick around, even when we're not in our big heyday, which are we past our prime? Who the fuck knows? We're going to see where the podcast takes us, right? We've been around in this game, though, for a long time, and we've never gotten, like, gigantic Chris Hardwick podcast or Rooster Teeth podcast, rest in peace, Rooster Teeth podcast level, but, like, we've still gotten high And that's what matters to me, is you guys enjoy it. And this podcast has been an inspiration to a lot of people over the years, and motivation to a lot of people too. And that's my goal in life, is to do that. You know, if I can inspire and motivate you guys through, you know, creativity, through whatever the fuck we're doing, there's people who have been inspired and motivated by the podcast that don't even work in comics or the creative field in general. You know, like, they took a leap and, you know, they got sober, like, whatever the hell it might be. I've heard a lot of stories from fans and from across the world too. You guys all rock. We don't judge. We're just not an American podcast. You can listen to us forever. As long as you speak fucking English, I guess, and this dumbass talking. But a little sip there. Like, it's just a giant thank you this episode. And, you know, leave a review wherever you guys do it. If you want to shoot me a message. I've been in contact with a few fans recently, and I want to say thank you to those guys and gals too. Like, you all fucking rock. I know I'm bringing some of you onto the podcast, actually, too, to talk to you. And times have been tough in setting that up and shit like that too, but it's been a little bit of a crazy time. Yeah, guys, like, I do, like, we're starting new segments on the podcast as well. We're doing, if you're listening to this, you're going to get an exclusive sneak peek. We're doing comics history, where I'm going to explain comic history on events, characters, storylines, everything like that. We're going to do mini comic history ones. The first one coming up is Polaris, so stay tuned for that one in between. That's going to be some good supplemental bonus content for you guys. And we have some really cool interviews coming up as well, too. I can't wait to share with you guys. My career in comic books, I know I've been saying it for years, and we posted a lot on social media over the years of free issues for you guys back in the day for SGGS Comics, but I wouldn't have a job with them without this podcast. That wouldn't be a thing. So that's why this podcast, like, no matter how poor I may be or how rich, whatever, most of the time it's been poor, to be honest with you, it's still in that state, you know. This podcast is still going to continue. This podcast is still going to be there for you guys as an escape in the comics. You know, we have uncensored adult talks with these people from all over the industry and more. You know, we cover the news for you. We cover some reviews for you as well, too. And I'm not biased. I'm not. I love Marvel, DC, and I love indie comic books as well. Indie's better than those big two sometimes. You know, it's this whole big thing. And this one-on-one talk, I think, you know, long over fucking due, by the way. 7 fucking years. We should have done a 5-year mark. But it's kind of our anniversary episode, to say the least here. And, yeah, you guys have really been through it with me here. Those who stuck around, you all fucking rock. I don't want to make this superbly long. What the hell is that? It's one of the dogs in the home studio right now drinking water. It's fucking ASMR. This water licking over there. Jesus. Sweet Lord. Yeah, I know I needed to have a drink for this one, because you guys just rock. Like, you really fucking do. I'm on social media, and you guys follow me there too, and fans have followed me through all the stuff of my animal caretaking, working from zoos and sketchy zoos, which one day I'll talk about, and yada. But, and also sticking around and following my comic books for SGGS Comics. And, you know, we're getting published this year. We're doing a bunch of shit for it. And, you know, books are coming to stores this year, guys. And I'm having merch being literally sent to me right now in the mail. Merchandise. I wouldn't have that without you guys. I wouldn't. There would be nothing here. So, I'm trying not to break down. It is the confirmed that it's been 7 fucking years since episode 1, where it was just me talking about comic book stuff. Way before I thought I could land an interview. Like, you know, we had Kid Apocalypse on here, the rapper. Like, we've had on... I can check actually here. Let's give it a quick little Google. What was my vision is getting blurry. This is not good. this is coverage of Civil War 2. Jesus. This is Powerless episode 1. Powerless? Oh god. That was a show back in the day. This week's comics, weekly news report and books. Can I also say, you guys really tuned into these earlier episodes, by the way. Yeah, this was 7 years ago, though. And the industry of podcasts, like Earth Under Siege, coverage on DC Comics Earth 2 series, 2017. That was 2 years after I graduated high school, by the way. Comics were in a different state, for sure. The Voracious co-creators, Mark Asson and Jason Murr, by the way. Marcus Alonso and Jason Murr of Voracious, who put me in their comic book. And of course, when I had shitty editing, by the way, I will fully admit I had shitty editing done. I did not have the correct software. I didn't have any of the good shit that you guys needed. And you still tuned in, you fuckers. You still tuned in. Oh my God. I don't even want to know what I sound like in this. Batman movie trouble, stop Magneto attack, covering us popular members of the X-Men. I did that? Holy shit. The series Vertigo of Fables. Covenant Poison Ivy Devil set. Wow. I mean, in fairness, too, there wasn't that many podcasts at the time. Like, there wasn't. Wow. We're going through this together, by the way. Yeah, shout out to those guys. They're now doing a lot of different shit here. So, let's see here. I am looking up, by the way. Yes, By the Horns is a new book going on right now, guys. So, definitely check that out. It's a really fucking good book. I currently have to check. I have to catch up on it, but it's a really good fucking book. So you guys are doing this like this is a really raw dog episode, to say the least. Right. Yeah. So I'm looking at this now. Like we have that with those guys, lovely artist and writer, like fucking great power couple. Cameron Bowen. It looks like T-Rex combo versus by Action Lambs covering over series version. T-Rex combo with fries. Ah. Yeah, our numbers were really high back in the day, guys. Metropolis fan film almost was. I almost did a Metropolis fan film back in the day. The merging announcement of FanCorp Network. Tom Taylorson was on the show. Voice of Scott Ryder from Mass Effect Andromeda. Wow. Holy shit. That's a fucking episode. Huh. Interesting. This is very I'm really learning a lot though. Like wow. Yeah, got Telltale Batman series video game that first came out. Like Jesus fuck, guys. Like and I will admit numbers were higher back in the day. And you guys really fucking tuned in. But here's the thing too. Comic industry, the whole world was different back in 2017. Cameron Bowen, by the way, he inspired me to get into voice acting. I would have not have done if it wasn't for this podcast as well, I wouldn't have done, like, that. I wouldn't have done, say, a interview with, or like, him inspiring me about voice acting. Really, really did a lot, to say the least. It really did a lot. Like, okay. Just gonna download that really quickly here. Like, it really did a lot. Like, I wouldn't have gotten in the voice acting. I wouldn't have done any of that shit. Went to school and had a film industry career without this podcast. Like, this podcast, as much as, like, Kevin Smith has inspired me and shit like that, too, over the, like, he really has. I wouldn't have done everything I've done without this show. This show, I've been able to talk to people who really fucking, you know, bring it on. And it's really cool. Coverage of the Little Known Sheet. Wow. At issue 29, coverage, Hulk power, coverage of the little-known She-Hulk. Woo! Times of Change. Legion X-Men TV show episode 1 and 2 review. Holy shit, guys. We are exploring this together. I have not taken a look at this. I wanted to save us going back at older episodes and taking a look at this. Fucking great. I am, thank God we have a drink. Grab a drink, folks. Wow. Quinn Allen, a.k.a. Kid Apocalypse, joined me for that. We had in Creator of the Inhuman Mosaic, rest in peace. I don't know what happened to Mosaic. The Jeffrey Thorne is still around. He's very political on Twitter. What we're going to do, Tom Taylorson. Some of these I remember recording in very toxic relationships apartments. To say the least, like, there's that. Yeah, no, there's... This is just fucking wild to look at these guys. It's wild. 238. So this is episode issue 240. I've done the comic history for you guys recordings, but like Fuck Off Squad, Batgirl, Star Trek, and Nicole Gals. I'm talking about my comic books. We've had Nathan Mitchell on the show. We've had on co-creator The Boys, like Sophie Campbell's been on the show. Forgot we had Sophie, actually, too. Voice of Rocket Raccoon, Trevor Duvall. Gonna download that one. Wow. Huh. David Marriott. Like, we've had on Daniel Earls. recently again. Like, we've, in 7 years, guys, we've had on a lot of fucking people, by the way. Like, we've had on J.M. DeMatteis. That was such a great one. I love that one. Kit Van Hoevelin for Batman v Superman. Wally Winger, the Riddler, who we all hate. You know, Lee Shorten. Alyssa Whitney. Like, Stephanie Gordon. Jesus. Wow. It is, for some unknown reason, we had Kevin Cobal on the show. Styles in Call of Duty World War II. Like, this is wild to me. This is, if you guys are listening to this, by the way, we're going to have these on YouTube. And we're definitely going to do the thing here. This is just like, this is crazy to me. This is wild. We're at a pretty long time, by the way, for this. So, sorry, I was going through the Podbean website right now, and that's where I was taking a look at all of this stuff here. Wow. It's wild. If you lasted this long in this fucking episode, you're the real MVP. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you again for tuning into this episode and also the series of the Comic Chronicle podcast. We're not fucking ending anytime soon. My fiance is in full support of this show. We have backings coming here soon, ads coming in comic books. We have all sorts of shit coming. So stay tuned very, very well for this, by the way. And of course, as always, folks, be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast. And again, thank you. 7 years. Like, 7 fucking years. And I do also want to say, if you've gotten this far in there, too, you're definitely a comic creator. And if you're a comic book creator, a writer, artist, inker, letter, whatever the hell you're doing, and hell, even if you're an indie book or part of the big two, guess what? You can come on the show. We'll talk to you. We love supporting people here for Kickstarters. We love doing, we did recently did Smash. Currently, the Kickstarter is going on. So there's that happening. And yeah, just stay tuned for a lot of cool shit coming your guys' way, folks. And without further ado, like I said, all the social media is going to be in the description box down below. So is the Redbubble, as well as the roommates are laughing over there. So in case you hear laughing, it's not the fucking Joker. I'm not in Arkham Asylum. It's just roommates. A lot has changed in 7 years, folks. And I want to say thank you for tuning in to the show. We still have honest to God talks with people. And this is great to do. Like, we were honest on the show. And you guys are the real MVPs that still listen to the show. And if you've gotten this far in there, yeah, you're truly the real MVP. Jesus fucking Christ. This episode's a tribute to you, the fans. So I'm going to raise my glass. Raise my Rainforest Cafe Tiki Mug Crocodile glass with honey whiskey in there. And cheers. Cheers to the future of the podcast. And cheers to you guys, the listeners out there, and sharing the show and supporting this podcast. Through breaks, through everything, the publicity, all of it. You all are the real MVPs here. I want to say thank you. God bless you. I'm not religious, but God bless you. And science is real. Remember that. Yeah, guys. Thank you. Be sure to subscribe. Stay tuned for new episodes every fucking Tuesday, folks. Stay creative.